trust us enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's Joe and McKenzie on your radio.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. We've got Pork Chop Finn live here too. Okay. Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie, and I've had 3 sips of coffee, and apparently it's working.
I'm impressed.
Do you ever wonder sometimes if they got like good coffee, and then they have like the other like leftover coffee that's watered down or something? Because honestly, this stuff is hitting me hard.
Really? So yes. I don't like the coffee here. It makes my stomach upset.
Oh, don't worry. I won't say where I got it from, but it's not from work.
It's not from work. Okay, that explains it. No, that's good. I'm craving coffee now.
So let's go around the room, say hello to everybody. We got McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and intern Chloe, if you're listening to this, we're not mad. We're just disappointed that your alarm went off and you're late right now.
Oh, she said she was freaking out and crying. Okay.
And then Pork Chop
told
the whole room, and I'm like, what's wrong with your dog, dude? Why is your dog crying? Because I thought like that was like your boyfriend texting you or something, like, hey, because you have a dog named Chloe. It's fine, Chloe. Be safe.
Yeah, I said Chloe's alarm didn't go off. I wasn't talking about my dog.
I didn't know. By the way, Chloe, Sourhead or Blue Razbang is the best. If you want to bring one
for
the
group. Oh, yes, Chloe. You can make it up to everybody.
She bang.
We'll pay you back, girl. We'll hit you back. We'll Venmo you.
McKenzie, how was your day yesterday?
You know, it was really good. I just kept going and going and going. I went to Eat the Frog Fitness in Carmel and had an awesome workout with Debbie, who's hilarious. She's like a comedian, so it's so much fun to work out. I was laughing so hard. And then what did I do? Oh, and then I just ran a bunch of errands, had some meetings. I've just been really busy. Then Lulu had an awesome play date, so I picked her up, did some dinner, and then this is really funny. I had to spend the night at my parents' house because sometimes the gal that watches Lulu in the morning, so Lulu doesn't have to get up at 4 in the morning, can do it. Yeah. Sometimes she can't. So if she can't, I got to haul it up and pack it up to my parents' house. And I definitely forgot a bra. Whoops. And
hey,
so
how
I
you
had
doing?
To wear my mom's.
Wait, hold on a second. She just tried to gaze over that. I don't think anybody heard. What are you wearing right now?
My mom is so cute. I forgot a bra today, and I have a big meeting this afternoon, and I was like, no. And it was like, it was already like 9 something. I didn't want to go back to my place. I didn't obviously want to go at 4 in the morning back to my place. So my mom laid out, I'm wearing my mom's bra today, and it's actually very nice.
Wow, your mom likes lacy things.
It was that or just go free. And I
now,
was like,
let me ask you.
I have a dress on today.
You don't have to say the business, but what kind of meeting is this?
Oh, it's just something fun.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, because sometimes maybe a bra, not a bra, would help with the business.
No.
All right.
It's not that kind of. It's like straight up business. Like the things I like to do on the side.
I don't wear underwear and we're going to a big client meeting. I want to impress.
yeah, so cool.
Live the Web Girl. I'm sure you're not wearing a bra either. How was your day yesterday?
It was really good. It was very, very busy, but I got first in my cycle bar class, which is cool. I've never gotten first.
So what does that mean?
So she
wasn't last.
Ranked on PowerPoints is what they call it. So they basically combine that with your how fast you're going on the bike with how intense the gear is.
Oh,
so
interesting. I didn't know they had like rankings.
Yeah,
whatever.
And like they'll send them to your email and you can like choose to be off of the leaderboard if you want. But you can also be on it if you want to like
if it motivates you.
Yeah, so like during the class you'll have some sprints and stuff like that and they'll flash them up there to kind of like motivate you and stuff. But I got first. All in all.
Yay! You know what's my favorite?
What?
Out of the saddle.
That's my favorite.
Like a power leg and like just go. I love it.
Honestly, cycle bar classes, 80-90% of it is out of the saddle.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for this.
Oh, that sounds
like
even more work.
Staying in the saddle. I like to get up and do
it's
it.
Fun.
See, I like to sit on the saddle. I don't want to get up the whole time.
I love it.
But also, all day yesterday, I have been playing the new Selena Gomez song. I am obsessed that song. I'm loving it. So I was like literally playing that on repeat and it was getting me in such a good mood.
In less than 10 minutes, I have some comments from Selena about her new Lose You to Love Me single.
There's no way that was about her ex. Okay.
That's what shocks me. People are like, breaking news. Like all the media outlets are like, we suspect the song is about her ex. It's like, duh.
Okay, yeah, Billie Eilish, duh. Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
Yesterday was so nice. My boyfriend and I, we cooked dinner. And, well, I didn't cook. He did. What am I kidding? He made fried chicken, and you wouldn't believe this. It was like grilled chicken we got from Kroger, and then he got flour and egg and mixed it together, and it made kind of like breadcrumbs, and then he put that on the chicken, and that's how he had fried chicken.
Aww,
wow, I think that's
so
how you make fried
cute.
Chicken.
I feel like you guys had the sweetest little date night yesterday, like a little stay-in date.
Yeah, so and then sweet. He made mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and corn, and then we watched that movie Annabelle.
Scary movie. Yeah.
God, you make me want to get into dude. This sounds amazing.
No, and yeah, it was so nice, and he was so sweet. You know, he looked me in the eyes, and he told me how beautiful and sexy I am, and it actually, like, made me kind of tear up.
Just because you probably haven't had that for a while, right?
Ever.
Aww.
You've never had someone call you sexy?
This is going to make me tear up because I love love. I'm like a hopeless romantic, so I love it.
I don't think so. Maybe some guy on Grindr that wanted to get in my pants. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
What did he say again?
He said he looked me in the eyes and he said I was beautiful and sexy.
Aww. What did you say back?
I started. I got tears in my eyes.
You guys, have you said I love you yet?
Yeah.
What?
What do you expect, this guy?
Are you serious?
I thought he said that the first date.
Hold the phone. I predicted a holiday engagement, and everyone looked at me like I was freaking crazy. They have said I love you already.
Yeah.
I told you. They, if they could get pregnant, would be pregnant by now. Like, they are way fast.
When was your first date? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That just literally blew our minds.
You don't believe in love at first sight?
I do. I mean, in a good way.
Hold on. You know what? Let's save this for later in the show because I do think that's kind of fast. But wow. Pa-choo! Right on the trigger. Okay. Well, mine's lame. How was my day yesterday? I went to a new chiropractor, and I think they did good. They did something where they wrapped their arm around my leg. They did a bunch of stuff, but they wrapped their arm around my leg. I thought he was going to pull my knee out of my socket, but he's trying to help out my hip, and he did it just right, and I swear to God, my hip went like, boom! Like, he loosened up part of my back that's been locked up for about a month or two.
I'm about to go. I'm going to go to, I think, Liv's friend, because okay. I need to get a little, like, adjustment. I'm really, it's been a while,
but,
though.
I don't know. Only one treatment we'll see with this guy. I told Porkchop yesterday when we were disc golfing, I could just bend over like I haven't been able to bend over in a couple of months, because it finally, like, freed something up, so... There you go. It's no I love you, but it's
Did
it's
he tell
something.
You to breathe deep before he did it?
He said, close your eyes, Joe. I want you to imagine.
Crack your back.
I want you to imagine you're a stream. And Porkchop's there. And Cody. I said the name too. There we go. All right,
boyfriend.
Cool. Your boyfriend's
Hostage
there.
Hostage boy.
Hostage boy. All right, let's just give him. We got to get him a name. Anyways, that was our day yesterday. I hope
wow.
you had a good one.
Porkchop had the best.
No kidding. Gosh.
Jelly.
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the tape?
Well, Demi Moore totally admits her worst movie ever.
What?
I'm wondering if you've seen it. And if you need a last minute Halloween costume idea, Jimmy Fallon totes has it for you.
I like Jimmy Kimmel more than Fallon, but I'm still
what?
Interested in what you have to say.
You are so crazy.
Okay, cool. Hang on.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, it is tea time. Starting off with Selena Gomez. Her new single, Lose You to Love Me, blowing up everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. And here is Selena herself talking about the meaning.
Well, I wrote this song over a year ago. It's obviously a very emotional song for me. But it's interesting to see how far I've come from that point to now. And me sharing my story is exactly what I've always done. Because I can't be unauthentic. I can't, you know, pretend that I'm, you know, not going through something when it's obvious that I had been.
It's so interesting to me that they're like, some people are saying it's about her ex-boyfriend, Justin Bieber. Yeah, I think she herself, maybe she won't go out and say his name, but, you know, she's being raw and real and transparent.
Very obvious.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think of the song?
I don't hate it, but I mean, I'm not like bopping it in my car, but Live the Web Girl, you saying you were in love with
it. I am obsessed with it. I actually have been playing it on repeat while I'm driving, and so I love it. But that also might be because I relate, because Justin Bieber broke my heart too.
Oh, the babes.
So, yeah.
I wonder what he thinks about it. That would be the most interesting thing.
I don't think he cares.
I know. He's all married and happy. But hey, this is great, and I'm glad she has new music and she's doing well. Moving over to The Late Late Show with James Corden, Demi Moore reveals the worst movie she has ever made.
Actually, that one is easy. It's Parasite in 3D.
Parasite in 3D.
Did you miss that one too?
I missed it.
Yeah,
did
I did too. I did not see that.
You didn't see Parasite in 3D?
Not, or in
didn't
regular D.
Didn't that win an Oscar? No, that's really funny.
She was nominated.
She went on to say that she is and always has been an equal pay pioneer. She talks about her male co-stars that didn't deserve more money than her, and she jokes one of them was Bruce Willis, her ex-husband. I love their relationship. It's so great. Lamar Odom talking about relationships that weren't so great. I did not know this. He had a relationship with Taraji P. Henson before he got with Khloe Kardashian.
Things ended with Taraji because of me being an immature punk. I didn't know how to tell her that I was falling in love with another woman named Khloe Kardashian.
I had no idea. So he said he learned a lot from her. She was like an older woman, but then that's when he got with Khloe. But obviously that didn't work out because he stepped out on her a bunch of times. And he's had an interesting life, and he almost died. Definitely faced addictions and...
The way he almost died, though, is one hell of a way to go out.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. Like, that's a way to go out if you're going out.
Hopefully he's changed his ways, though, because once you come that close to death, hopefully it's a huge wake-up call. So.
Yeah, if that doesn't wake you up, nothing will.
Nothing will.
How did I get here?
And lastly, if you need a last-minute Halloween costume idea, over on Jimmy Fallon, he's reading some hashtag my worst costume.
This first one here is from at Jody Colombo. She says, my grandmother wrapped my cousin up in tinfoil for Halloween and said he was a Hershey's Kiss. Everyone thought he was leftovers. This one's from at MemeFinder69. He says, I went as a hand last Halloween. I spent the whole night getting hit in the face. It's like, high five. High five. High five. This one's from at Rachel Lees. She says, in 2017, we all went out as a family group of superheroes. Superman, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. At last second, my youngest demanded she dress as poop. This one's from at Kelly the Walsh. She says, I got 50 people at my high school to wear all gray and sunglasses so we could be 50 shades of gray. I was told it wasn't school appropriate, and we had to enter the costume contest as Pavement.
I love that. That is your tea.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. Listen, I know I give him a hard time, but I really do love Pork Chop. But after what happened yesterday, I don't think we can disc golf together ever again. I mean,
what went down?
Listen, you don't have to say anything. I'll tell you what went down. I'll tell you what happened next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Hey, if you can hang out for the next 15 minutes, here's what's going on. We're going to get into Joe's Need to Know News, all the interesting stories that you need to know about. Then after that, it's Song of the Day. And yeah, who will win? We'll find out. The category is going to be, of course, Thursday, Throwback Thursday songs. I've heard from Porkchop because he gets all these songs together. He says this might be one of the toughest decisions you've ever had to make.
Stiff competition.
All right, so that's all coming up in 15 minutes here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Now listen, Porkchop, producer Porkchop, I like the dude. I know it sounds like I give him a hard time a lot, but I really do like him. But after what happened yesterday, I don't think one thing that we do a lot together, besides working together, as disc golfing, I don't think I can ever do that with him again, and it kind of saddens me.
What happened?
And this isn't even a joke. Like, this is serious.
This legit was scary, and I don't think he intentionally did this. I mean, he'll have to tell us what he did on purpose, but he could have killed someone yesterday while we were disc golfing, and
what?
I don't feel, Liv's giving me the smirk like, oh my God, what is this about? No, this is real. Porkchop, why don't you, in your own words, okay, I'll correct if something I think is not right, but what happened yesterday?
So yesterday here, in Indianapolis, it was a windy day, like 60 degrees. So, we had just gotten to the disc golf course. Actually, Joe had been there for about 20 minutes.
Pork Chop was late. We were waiting on him.
He was already warmed up. So I said, hey, Joe, if you don't mind, could I get a warm-up throw-in since it's windy? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I throw the disc, and it goes way far to the right, like way off the course. But the issue is, over in the direction where I threw it, there were some, what, Joe, maybe 10-year-olds?
No, they were younger, little kids.
Six-year-olds, maybe?
Little kids, like they were doing some activity for
like
running.
Like 4 and 5?
Very young children,
there
yes.
was about, 10 of them and an instructor. They were doing, like gym class.
Okay.
Almost, kind of.
Got it.
So I threw the disc, and it kind of landed near them, and we all joked, like, oh, ha, 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 like, that was close. Like, you better not hit them, Pork Chop. I was like, yeah, I know, that'd be terrible.
And to be fair, this shot was so far off course, I'm like, well, there's no way he'll do that 2 times
no,
in a row.
No, you hit a child.
So the second time, I warm up, right? I lean back, do my throw. It goes in the same direction, except this time.
No!
Me, Chad, Joe, my boyfriend, we couldn't look. It was like, oh no, oh no, oh no!
Did you see it like in slow-mo? Like
slow motion, the disc, when you throw it, it kind of curves and then come out and in. Literally, oh my gosh, a foot and a half away from a child, it landed.
But it didn't hit.
Did not
but
hit the
right
kid.
In the group.
Phew! Are these Frisbees like heavy?
Liv, I can grab one in my car in a second. They got a little bit of weight to them, but they're very solid. Like if you just tap yourself lightly on the hand, you're like, ow, that hurts. I'm not kidding. When this disc is thrown, it's going at, I don't know, like
maybe
50,
30,
no,
40?
50 to faster, like the speed of a disc. When it, yes, because you're snapping your wrist like very hard when it comes off. Well, maybe not Portrait. Maybe it's like 5 miles per hour.
60?
Yes, Liv, I'm telling you, it goes that fast. We'll look it up later.
How relieved were you?
Mackenzie, though, hold on. This thing, like if it hit you, I really swear to God, not trying to embellish, think it could knock out teeth. I think it would give you a concussion.
If it hit you in the
temple.
As
a kid, I really think Porkchop could have killed one of these innocent
kids. Oh my
gosh.
That's really so sad. You need to be careful.
I know.
One time I was playing tennis and I was taking a tennis lesson at my parents' country club, and I was in the indoor park because it was winter time. So we were like in the indoor tennis courts, and there is a restaurant that overlooks all of the tennis courts, like part of it. And it's like an open like thing.
Okay.
So it's like a half wall and then it's open. There's no glass or anything. So they can like watch and like listen to the tennis. I'm on the court and I go and do a serve. And it's really bad. And I hit probably like a 75-year-old woman in the head with the tennis ball. It was the most awkward, mortifying moment of my life. She was fine.
She was okay.
She was like, oh my gosh. Because like it wasn't like, I mean, I'm not a very strong girl. And I was like probably 14 at the time. So like it wasn't like hard. But it literally hit her in the back of the head. And like, oh my God. And she turned around. I was like, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And they were all laughing. They're like, it's fine. They're probably like, this girl sucks.
I feel like stuff goes down at the country club. My aunt almost had her eyeball knocked out from when she was younger. She was on the golf course and a golfer swang.
Oh,
and they were
no.
like,
oh,
and that happened to me.
Just pegged her like almost knocked out her eyeball.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She had, like, what are the odds of that precision, right? And then she had to be hoisted up and, like, taken to the hospital, and she almost lost an eye.
Oh my
god. But she was okay.
But she was okay. Yeah.
When I was younger, we were playing with golf clubs.
Okay.
Like, because, like, we had like kids' golf clubs for golf camp. And I was like standing right behind a girl, and I didn't know she was swinging. And she swung back the golf ball, and I got hit on my cheekbone.
Explains a lot.
And I had a scar, I'm not joking, for probably like 8 years after that, and then finally it just like went away.
It's terrifying. Wait till you guys have kids. Like, we were on a playground and Lucy got knocked out, you know, kids on the swings going back and forth, and she was a little toddler and she was like walking, and she got away from me and she ran, and one just like took her out, and I was like,
because
I'm
mom,
I was freaking out. She was fine, but I mean, she was crying and terrified.
Right.
But
God,
it's just like,
dude,
gosh, so much can go down.
We need to bubble wrap kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just keep you guys away from stuff.
Absolutely. Producer Porkchop, especially.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News, then maybe one of the toughest decisions you'll ever make after that for Song of the Day. Breaking. Nothing, I'm just kidding. I want to make sure you guys are paying attention. All right, time for Joe's Need to Know News. Has anybody been in a Tesla? Because I think they look like really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend has one.
They're awesome.
What? Your boyfriend has a Tesla? What is he, a scientist?
What yeah, is he, a scientist?
Only scientists drive those, didn't you
aren't
hear?
Aren't they really expensive?
I mean, I think they're pretty expensive, but I also think, like, I don't think it's like a brand new one. I think you can get them for pretty affordable.
Dang, I want to date your man. Okay, well, be
Joe, you could get a Tesla.
I know, I'm just poor at heart. Listen, I have financial mental issues. Here's my thing, though, and I'm not trying to scare you, but I want you to be aware of this. The family of a Florida doctor who died in his burning Tesla Model S after it crashed, they're suing the car company. Do you know why they're suing, Liv?
Why?
They're suing because I guess the door handles are kind of futuristic, and maybe you know about this.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They prevented first responders from pulling the man from the car. According to the death lawsuit, the vehicle door handles were retracted and didn't auto-present, like come out so you could open the door.
Yeah.
And the officer arrived in the scene. The family says because of that, they didn't work. The officer wasn't able to save the man. A man apparently was speeding, lost control, hit some trees. But here's the thing. According to the medical examiner, the guy died from smoke inhalation. He had no broken bones or internal injuries from the crash. So the crash didn't kill him. He died from the smoke of the car being on fire.
Wow.
That's
so if
so
they could have
crazy.
Opened the door and got him out.
Why couldn't they smash the window, do you think?
I don't know.
Those are questions I don't know. This is going to be an interesting lawsuit. So he's suing Tesla?
Yeah, the family is. They're only suing for $15,000. So it's not like a major thing, but it is so cool what I've heard about these vehicles or just anything in general in the future. But it's like, I guess it's something they'll probably change somehow in the future that maybe in a crash they pop out automatically.
It's really unfortunate. It takes something like that for them to realize, oh my gosh, we need to adjust this model.
Yeah, aww. But you can't think of everything, but I guess they'll think of that now. So be careful out there. What do you think about this? Sex offenders are upset over no trick-or-treating signs. Check out this news story.
Butts County Sheriff Gary Long says he wants to protect trick-or-treaters in the county, but three sex offenders are fighting back, suing the sheriff in federal court to stop him from posting signs on their yard. Their lawyer says the sheriff is going too far and says his clients' names, photos, and addresses are already registered online. They served their time and they already paid their debt to society.
Okay, that's the story. What do you think? Do you agree with these sex offenders that don't want the sheriff to be going and plopping signs in the yard saying no trick-or-treating here? Or, I mean, I think, Mackenzie, you're a parent. What do you think?
No, I think it's great. Sorry, you're a sex offender. You're a sex offender. Like, you did the, you just own it.
What if you're like Porkchop yesterday and you peed in public?
That's not the same thing.
No. At all. You could be registered as a sex offender.
I mean,
for that.
I'm not taking my kid anywhere near. I don't care if it was 20 years ago. Someone that's like a sex offender.
Okay, so Mackenzie says more signs. Then I agree, but at the same time, it's like, what if the person really reformed and they changed themselves?
Like, it's like, would you go on a date with a rapist that raped someone? Oh, well, it was like 5 years ago. Now they're fine. I mean,
I would probably say no, but I'm also the guy that gives every, I always want to hear the benefit of the doubt. So that's why. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, I don't know. I guess I can kind of see what he's talking about.
I feel like
about.
It'll wait until you have kids.
No, for sure.
And then you'll change your, like, would you want your little bro, would you take him and be like, oh yeah, go run amok in this neighborhood with sex offenders?
No, probably not.
No.
Probably
you
not.
Would not.
No. All right. Speaking of cars again, do you guys like your car horns? Do they work? Do they sound good? Because I got something if you need something new. There's a company in North Carolina. It's invented a variety of car horn add-ons for your car. You can have something like Santa going ho, ho, ho. There's a person shouting yee-haw. They also have this sound, which I must warn you is quite disturbing, but it'll get somebody moving. It's Godzilla. They got a Godzilla car horn, and then just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday, they also have a turkey car horn. Wouldn't that scare the hell out
hilarious.
Of you as you're driving?
Yeah.
Like,
yes!
Oh, God!
Do you get to, I haven't laid on my horn for a while.
I'm always afraid to lay on my horn for anything. Like, when will you lay on a horn if you do lay it on?
If someone cuts me off or almost backs into me or isn't paying attention.
I do when people are backing, like, pay attention right there.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, like, I'm just afraid nowadays that somebody's going to kill me.
Yeah, that's true. People have such road rage.
So I'm like, you know what? It's cool. Run into me with your car. It's my fault, too. Wrap it up, Joe's Need to Know News. Major League Baseball. The Nationals beat the Astros 12-3 last night. They now lead that series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday night.
No!
To me, that's a must win. You don't want to go three. You don't want to go down 0-3 in that. And I'm sure
we'll
hear more about that tomorrow with Live Sports Minute around 6:30, 5:30 Central. NBA, the Pistons beat the Pacers 119 to 110, your final there.
Boop.
And tonight, the Rockets are at home taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandmackenzie.com. All right, Porkchop said for Song of the Day, which is coming up next, this might be one of the toughest ones, he thinks, at least for you voting, because all the songs are that good. Hold on, Porkchop. Even Mackenzie's song?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Diss?
I just think your songs are good. Song of the Day. It's a Throwback Thursday. That is the category here on Joe and Mackenzie. Porkchop has told me that this will be tough for you listening to the show because you can only pick one song when you vote. So make sure you listen closely to what we got for you today. Once again, the category is Best Throwback Thursday Song. Let's give it up first to Liv the Web Girl. Let's hear what song you decided to go with today.
This is a song that I absolutely love. It is a throwback, and it's my favorite song to listen to, even if it's like fall outside and it's getting like a little bit colder, a little bit darker. Earlier when I listen to this, I just feel like I'm in summer with my windows down.
What song is it?
How Bizarre.
Bella Bridge works for comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
I think the thing I like most about that song is the guitar. Like the melody, like do-do-do-do-do-do.
Definitely.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby. Not the singing. Okay. Going up next is myself, Joe, and my song, I'll tell you right now, probably will win just because everybody knows the word to a song. I think if it's a good Throwback Thursday, you know all the words to the song. And this song is relatable whether you got yourself a big old butt or you're flat as a pancake. It doesn't matter. Everybody loves Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuck.
Oh, baby, I want to get with ya and take your picture.
Nice choice, Joe.
Thank you. All right, so that's what I got today for Throwback Thursday. Mackenzie, what do you have?
I like that. All right, so I decided to take it back since it's Friday Eve, get you going for the weekend. Take it back to 2010 with a little Far East movement like a G6.
When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzards.
Whatever happened to the Far East movement, by the way?
Exactly. We need to hear them today.
You can bring this back for One Hit Wonder if
yes,
we ever need to do that
only
again.
Only time you're going to hear them today is if you vote right now for Far East movement from
okay.
Mackenzie.
Woo! And for Porkchop, last but not least, what song is your Throwback Thursday selection?
Well, I was going back and looking at all of the songs that have won Song of the Day in the last 3 months, and we really haven't had any, like, good Jay-Z songs. And I grew up in New Jersey, so, you know, this is definitely East Coast-style rapper Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin', we spendin' cheese. Check them out now. Big Pimpin' on BLADs. We doin' Big Pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that Jigga Man, Pimp C and B-U-M-B. Yo, yo, yo.
Interesting. All right. I feel like I went with that song before, but I didn't win.
No way.
I think so. Hold on. I want to check.
Really? Joe.
Yes, I did, but it didn't win before.
No
okay.
way.
Yeah, I did. It's cool, though. Hey, that being said, maybe it'll win today. Let's go over the songs that you could vote for by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We had Live the Web Girl with, what is that, OMC, How Bizarre?
Yep.
We have myself, Joe Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. We had Porkchop with Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', and we had Mackenzie with Far East Movement, Like a G6. All you got to do now is maybe one of the toughest things, and that is get your vote on right now. Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll play the winning song next here on Radio Now. today, Throwback Thursday, and there was a lot of good ones. Some call them bangers because they're amazing right now. The calculations are being figured out. Let's go over a little brief recap of what songs you could have voted for by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We had today, How Bizarre by OMC. That was Liv's choice.
How bizarre, how bizarre.
That's a good one right there. I think we all like that. Also available was myself, Joe. I had Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Yeah, okay. Then we also had Pork Chop with the first time ever, Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z.
Big Pimpin', we spendin' cheese. Check them out now.
Big Pimpin' on BLAD. And then we had Mackenzie with a good pick, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know how it's going to do with the voting, but I liked it. And it was Like a G6 by the Far East Movement.
Like a G6, like a G6.
Feeling so fly like a G6. Pork Chop, take it away.
Coming in dead last place with only 9% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes, you do. Yes, like... you do.
Third place. With 23% of the vote, I feel like was sabotaged by Joe. Me, Pork Chop.
Aww.
Wait, you're telling me that Big Pimpin'?
I love that song too.
Lost to Far East Movement like a G6. Like, I mean, no, I knew it was a good song, Mackenzie, but I thought Big Pimpin' was better.
But that's the thing with Song of the Day. It's so unpredictable.
You never know what's going to happen.
Life is like.
In second place. With 26% of the vote.
Sounds very close.
Well, no, first place had 40%.
Okay, never mind. Whew. Never mind.
Second place, 26% of the vote, Mackenzie.
I'm not even mad about it because, Joe, I love your pick today.
And I knew that was going to win.
Yeah, we all had great picks. Yeah.
Well, I'd say 3 out of 4 did.
You don't like my song?
I like it.
I just feel bad for Pork Chop. I really felt like a Big Pimpin' should have won today.
No, I felt like yours should have won.
No,
I mean,
OMC's
mine okay. And Joe's song are definitely bigger.
Yeah, I mean, Pork Chop, but I definitely...
I love How Bizarre.
But the people have chosen, and Joe's the big winner.
Okay, here we go.
Baby got back.
40% of the vote. Good job.
Will you guys please do that for the song? I want you to repeat it all. Are you ready? Here you go.
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Look at her butt. It is so big.
She looks like one of those rap stars.
Girlfriend. Who gets those?
All right, stop. You're ruining the song. You know none of the words.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there.
We can do the first line, though, together. Here we go.
Gross. Look. She's just so...
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
What?
You other brothers can't deny.
What?
And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a rap thing in your face, you get sprung.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot is your winner today. Throwback Thursday, Song of the Day. Hey, tomorrow you can vote if you didn't today. Save this number, 52140, because you want to text the word song, S-O-G, to it. Tomorrow's going to be songs by former American Idol contestants. They don't have to be winners, like Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson or different people like that, but they just have to have been on American Idol.
I think we should pick underdogs,
Chris
just like
Daughtry.
Total randos.
That's an example of Chris Daughtry. He wasn't really a rando
because he actually had a career and made it. But I mean, like Sanjaya.
Oh well, hey, nobody's going to take your picks. So I know who you want.
William Hung.
No, I'm going to go with General Larry Pratt.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you know who he is, but you will tomorrow for Song of the Day here on Joe and Mackenzie.
T
TV show Friends. Like, what a cool premise. Everybody lives together kind of near the same place, and they're friends and neighbors, and wouldn't it be wonderful if they just grew old together? Well, that's kind of actually happening. Six couples purchased 32 acres kind of in a farm area in Tennessee. It's near a place called Hendersonville, and they subdivided it. So they broke it up into like five or six little acre like lots, and I guess they plan to each be friends in houses next to each other as they grow older. It was easier for them to like buy this giant land together as a group of like 12 people or
six couples.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you guys think about this? Like, I remember with my friends when we were younger talking about this, like, wouldn't it be cool if we all lived like in the same cul-de-sac? Kind of like growing up, you probably think about that. But is that something you would really want to do, to be neighbors with your friends? Like, maybe you got some friends right now in your life and you guys would all live together. I'll tell you right now, like, if all of us on the show had a house next to each other, I don't know if I can handle that. That would never happen. I don't think I could handle that.
That would never happen. But I will say my aunt and uncle live in Illinois. So they have their house, and then their son is on one side and their daughter's on the other side.
Really?
And then they have two other kids that don't live next to them, but so it's like their little cul-de-sac. So that's kind of fun.
How does that work out, though? Like, no problems? Like, because what if you, like, I'd be worried if, like, you don't want your mother or father-in-law coming over bothering you.
Yeah, I mean, just come over all the time. But if you have kiddos, it's nice because you could just drop your kids, like, over there when you have to do stuff, too. That would be nice. But I think it would be too close for comfort sometimes.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I like the idea of it, but I think you need a little bit of separation from people. But they're actually making it a reality. They have got houses, and they're big ones, too, about 3,200 to 4,000 square feet of living. And once again, 5 to 6 acres. Only thing they have in common is they have like a mile-long privacy road that they all agreed to maintain.
Interesting.
Would you do that, Liv?
I don't know. Like, with some of my friends, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. I think it would be so much fun for a little while. But I don't know. I don't know if I could do it forever. Like, I lived in a house with 16 girls, like, when I was in college, and that was so much fun. But, like, I was ready, you know, to move out. And so I think right now that would be so much fun to live on the same street as all of my friends.
Yeah.
But, like, when I'm old, maybe not.
I think 5 to 10 minutes away is fine. Like, that's close, but it's not. It's like, if you ask Julie, do you have to get in your car?
Yeah, and that's it. And I agree with you that, like, they don't have to be, like, hours away. Like, I like the idea of they're 5, 10, 15 minutes just to drive down the road. There you are, or city over. But like Liv said, if they're right next door, it sounds so awesome at first. But then it's like, I think if you just do it all the time, it loses its, like, I don't know, luster.
Have you guys ever had a neighbor? And actually, I have friends that have had neighbors like this, too. They're like, howdy, neighbor, that just came over all the time. I had
a
neighbor
that
would wait for me to get home, and it was really random. And he would just wait, and he'd, like, put his nose, like Wilson, over the fence if I was, like, taking the dog out in the back. And then I'd put the garage down really fast if I just wanted peace. And he would be like, hey, you're home. And I was like, whoa, overstepping boundaries.
Yeah.
Nice guy, but just a little too much.
A little creepy. Okay, well, you can let us know. Give us a tweet, Joe and Mackenzie, on Twitter, and let us know if that's something you'd want to do or absolutely not. Is a little different today, but you can still help out by being part of the show.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Today's group therapy is about, well, our very own producer Porkchop and a situation that he's in, or maybe he's yet to actually, I guess, fully delve into. Porkchop, why don't you explain more of what we were talking about off the air? They're like, oh my gosh, you need therapy for this. We've got to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I think this kind of, I don't know, stems from Liv.
Way to go, Liv.
I thought, you know, I was doing everything right. I mean, or I'm doing everything that, I don't know, feels right, at least. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
I like you're acting on your gut.
Yeah. So I've been in a relationship now for a week.
Has it really just been a week?
Yeah, it's been a week.
And
that's crazy.
I've known this person for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. So you've been
13 days.
You met him 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
13 days ago.
Since then, you haven't left each other's side. They're
correct.
So
we're still
much
on our,
in love.
We're still on our first date, technically.
They now, do you live together? Kind of?
Yeah.
If his apartment complex is listening, no.
Oh, right, no.
But anyway, and they've said, I love you.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
This is fast. It's like high speed.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so I noticed something because I have asked him and he's like, no, like he's moving in. Like we went to his house, we got his stuff. He brought like a laundry basket full of clothes. He brought a bunch of things. Like he is moving in. And I was like, wow, that's fast. But, you know, pork chop is pork chop and he's going to do him. And then I was at lunch with him and I was talking to his boyfriend and telling him about like me and pork chop and how, you know, like... We kind of struggle for money a little. I'm like, oh, pork chop gets it, you know, struggling for money or whatever. And he just kind of like gave me a look. And I was like, oh, wait, I mean, you guys might not have talked about finances. And his boyfriend was like, oh, no, like, I don't know how much he makes. Like, I don't ask questions like that. And I was like, what? Like, my mind was blown because I'm like, how are you moving in with each other and you guys have not discussed your finances?
Yeah, it's too early to discuss finances.
And that's the question I want to delve into. 833-563-2539. When in a new relationship do you talk about finances? Because, Liv, I'll agree with Pork Chop that, yes, 13 days into knowing somebody probably is too early. But Pork Chop now is living with said person. And that's when if you're betting on that person, if they're responsible for half of what's going on, I think you have the right to know. Am I wrong?
I think it's absolutely crazy when you think about the things you guys, I mean, the things like you're intimate, the things you're doing with each other, but oh no, off limits finances. Like
exactly.
You have probably done things to crevices, not going to tell of each other's bodies, but off limits finance talk.
Exactly.
Like that makes no sense to me.
I 1000% agree. I know conversations that like you guys have kind of touched on and like the deep, deep conversations that you guys have had about your all's personal lives and all of this stuff. But finances, I don't think
right.
so. And the only reason why I think this is weird is because if he's moving in, you would think, you know, you guys are going to start like splitting bills. Who's going to pay for groceries? Who's going to pay for electric? Are we going to get cable? Things like that.
Well, here's my thing. If I made like a ton of money, sure, maybe I would have mentioned it. But I mean, my thing is between the steakhouse and here, I do make a decent livable amount of money. But the issue is, like we've talked about before, I've had so much issues in the past. I didn't make enough money in the past that the debt just kind of rolled up, 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 and up. So I feel like it kind of doesn't matter how much I make because I still have so much debt to pay.
But
so that's why I don't
want
to talk
about
it.
And people are funny, and so, I totally get that. It's a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. People are funny with money, and a lot of times it's embarrassing. I get it because it's like, dude, I have all this stuff to take care of. So I understand that, but I definitely think it's something you should talk about.
So if you guys think that because we moved in, I should have talked about finances. So you're saying that I should have told him like how much debt I have already this fast?
Well, because you moved it fast. Normal people, I'd say most relationships don't move in. There might be a call or two at 833-563-2539 that have moved in within a quick amount of time. But I'd say most people don't. For example, I think of me and Lindsay as a reference point. I think our grandma thinks we're all going to hell because we moved in after I proposed to her and didn't get wait till we were married. But that was 2 or 3 years into our relationship when we finally moved into each other's place.
Yeah.
So my point is, like, I didn't know any of her financial stuff. No, I do think you need to talk about it because just sharing a little, pulling back the curtains about marriage counseling, me and my wife, we have different financial thoughts and ideas about debt and different things. And that is important because that can cause tension in a relationship.
It's the number one thing that couples argue about. This was a huge issue in my last relationship. It's finances because people are raised differently. They have different relationships with money. So, and this is a good actually test for your man too, Chops, because when you reveal, I mean, everything's like you guys are hot and sexy, you're in love, but then when you get to the real life stuff, that's when you determine if this person has longevity.
There is one thing I did disclose. I told him that I took out a $23,000 loan 3 years ago, and I told him I only have 4 months left on it. So
that's good. See? And I applaud you. You're killing
it. Poor chap showing the only good side of his financial portfolio there. Okay.
Yeah.
No, hey, we got calls coming in, and we're going to try to help you out today, Pork Chop, for group therapy. Please call in. Maybe you got your own personal experience or your thoughts. 833-563-2539. group therapy. It's going on right now here on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. You can join in the conversation at 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl brought up an interesting point off air that made Pork Chop the center of discussion, and that is in its long 13-day relationship with his boyfriend, Hostage Boy, they have not talked finances. And the thing is, well, if they're living together, isn't that something you need to talk about? Or when do you, in a new relationship, talk finances?
Too soon.
See, here's my problem.
I love what's too soon for him and what's not.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared and I get worried. And maybe it's just because I'm an anxious person. But I'm nervous that this guy, Hostage Boy, is going to move in. You guys are going to discuss finances. Turns out he's in so much debt. He owes so much money. So now you're now taking on a fine. I'm not saying. I'm just saying possibly. I don't know his financial situation. I have no idea. I am saying this is a possibility. You could find out he's in so much debt.
Well, he already did tell me. He's got zero debt.
So you know his financial situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't know mine.
Okay.
And he's totally fine with not knowing yours.
Yeah, he said no matter what, he's going to love me.
Aww.
That's cute, but like who's going to pay the bills?
Yeah. No matter what. Love doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah, love does not pay the bills.
The interesting thing, and I love your new man, obviously, but I think the interesting thing to me is that someone that doesn't have, he obviously didn't have that many responsibility. Like someone that can literally just pick up and live with someone for 2 weeks.
That's because he had just previously moved, but now he's going to be moving back here.
Right. I mean, I think it's great. This could just totally be destiny, but I mean, I can barely find like 2 hours to like do what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's amazing that someone can like hoist up their life and move
but
in with somebody else.
But when you're in between moves, you
so
could.
So he's like in the interim. Yeah. No, I think that's good. I just think for you guys, just get it on the table. You're so honest and then you can work together.
Let's go to Sophia this morning. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. What'd you want to say?
I didn't move in with my boyfriend until we were dating for 2 years. And so we split with groceries and we had a dog together. We adopted a dog together. So we split in between that.
Okay,
well.
I think that's a good idea there. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and McKenzie. Well, let's go to Jamie this morning. What's up, Jamie? What do you want to say?
Good morning. So just to let you know, me and my husband met in April. We were engaged in September and married in November.
How far along is the pregnancy?
Really spoke about finances either.
Before you got married?
Oh, my Jamie.
Bit, I'm the breadwinner.
So how's it going now?
It's great. Amazing relationship. We have separate bank accounts. I pay some of the bills and he pays some of the bills. And if one of us needs help, then we just kind of help each other out. But it's awesome. It's totally doable.
Do you know what each other makes, though, even if they're separate? Or is that still in the dark?
Yes, but we're married now, so it's a little different. But, yeah, before, no, we didn't.
How long have you guys married?
We will be married for a year in November, but we've been together a little over 2.
Wow. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry, but definitely before you propose to somebody, like for an engagement, you got to talk finances.
Maybe that's the key to happiness is separate bank accounts. Maybe. I will tell you, it was a huge wake-up call for me because money was a huge issue. And, like, I'll admit it, I made a lot of money on the West Coast. And I not only had a full-time job, then I would also work all my side jobs. And I was frivolous. And it didn't take me till now, when I'm on my own, to realize how I was just like, I had an abundant mindset. I was like, oh, yeah, if I wanted something, I just got it. Now I've really learned discipline and how to budget. And it's actually been a really good thing for me.
How much money are you making now?
I was careless. Not nearly as much as I was making, but it's taught me valuable lessons that I needed to learn.
Faith, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think Porkchop should do?
So my husband and I were in the same boat. He stayed the night one night and never left. So then we didn't discuss finances at first. He moved an hour away, just kind of like Porkchop's man did, to live with me. So he didn't have a job right away. But once he got a job, then he started splitting stuff. It was just until he did that, he kind of offered to just pay food and stuff like that. And we understood that, you know, that's how it was. But we definitely didn't discuss, like, hardcore finances, which I kind of wish we would have at least maybe a month in, because he actually had a lot of debt, and so now, you know, we're not able to do as much, but, I mean, I still love him, and it still worked out, so if you know, you know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you,
it's
Faith,
hard,
for calling.
It's an embarrassing thing, especially probably as a man. And I don't mean to be a double standard, but like if you, you know, I don't know. I feel like men, or they have a hard time if they can't provide, because it's just by nature.
Yeah, I feel like obviously like our society puts that on men, kind of like that is like kind of part of the masculinity, the toxic masculinity, is that like the men provides and the men is
the one
who's
going to
be
provide,
the breadwinner.
Though.
But I mean,
women can be breadwinners for sure, but a dude, you definitely, in a marriage, in a partnership, you need to be a provider. You need to protect your
both.
Family.
I definitely think you need to protect your family,
that,
but I think
like
both
like
do as well. But I'm just saying that like it's, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm not.
You...
Listen, hey, Finish Line, if you're listening and you want to give my wife a huge bonus or a raise, I will be able to come to terms with that.
Side note, Liv, remember when you and me were talking with him at lunch? He told us how much he made at his previous job and what his previous job was. And me and Liv looked at each other like, because like,
yeah, he was a store manager. And I was like, I need to go into that business because that's like double what I'm making here.
Yeah.
Man, I'm crying now hearing that. All right, let's wrap things up with Morgan this morning. Hey, Morgan, what do you want to say for group therapy about pork chop?
Hey, good morning, guys. So my girlfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years now. And for the first, like, year and a half, I owned a house, and we just stayed at each other's places. Like, she had her apartment, and she was a grad student and wasn't making anything. So we kind of knew what each other was making, and then we just moved in together earlier this spring, and we split every bill right down the middle. Like, even if we go to the grocery store and maybe she gets a few more things, we still just split it right down the middle.
What if you make like double the money she makes? Is that still the same thing? It's still 50-50, even though you make twice as much as her?
I think so, because when it comes to food, we probably eat just as much together.
Aw, see, it works. 50-50.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call. Actually, thanks for all your calls this morning for group therapy. Pork chop, do you think after hearing what people have done, you're going to remain silent and never reveal what you've got going on, or are you going to tell Hostage Boy?
He said at some point he does want to budget together, so I thought that was sweet.
Right? Aww, that is very sweet. Good. I still can't believe that you guys, and I know we're going to talk about it, have said I love you.
Yes.
Wow, so much has happened in 13 days.
I know, in 13 days.
Makes my marriage of seven, well, my relationship of 7 years feel insignificant.
Oh.
Coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, I don't understand why, I really don't, but McKenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, I think even intern Chloe said, no, they're saying that I should not and they will not take part in using a Ouija board here in the studio.
No way.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
It's just a piece of, like, compressed paper and board. It's a game.
It's a portal welcoming like the evil spirits.
Did the devil bring
it? The dark side.
I don't even like talking about it.
I don't either. Well, it makes me like I get tight in my chest talking about it.
Okay. Whoa, you are very tight right now. No. Hey, I want to talk about that next. 833-563-2539. Has anybody ever messed around with a Ouija board? Are these three overreacting? I think you guys are. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Eeks me out.
But I want to hear from you. Can you give us your thoughts? 833-563-2539. That's coming up here on Joe McKenzie. Also, around 810, 710 Central, your chance to get hooked up with movie passes.
This is so cringy.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you could call us... 833-563-2539. I'd like to hear from you because I brought up next week being Halloween. I'm like, we should do something on the air with a Ouija board. And I think also Mackenzie was talking about some stuff in the tea about the girls from, what is it called? The girls next door,
formerly of E, they want to do a seance to communicate with their late boyfriend, Hugh Hefner.
And I'm like, well, I wonder if they're going to use a Ouija board. And I say that, and everybody here freaked out saying, you cannot use a Ouija board. We're not going to use one. We don't even want you to bring it in studio. They say that it's a way to communicate, like, with the devil or something evil. Guys, it's a game. Like, it's created by, like, I don't know, whoever it is, but it's not real. I mean, am I wrong? Because they do not even want to... You guys don't even want to talk about this.
Ew, no. I get weird. So I'm very, I don't know, in tune and awake, and I feel like this gives me... anxiety and my chest gets tight. I just feel like it's a portal to talk to evil spirits.
Well, I think people say it is a portal to speak, but at the same time, your hands are controlling it, guys. Your hands are on the little Ouija board.
I just think that it is. I truly believe that it's a portal to speak to spirits and to, you know, I think the devil can come through. I am not about opening any sort of portal. I want to keep that portal shut and close. I didn't even like talking about it. If you were to even bring one into work and do it just you, I would leave. I would leave the building and leave the prep.
Oh no, the spirit's cut off her microphone.
No, I think her microphone's just broken.
And it's not like, I'm not scared of it, but I just know that you're not supposed to mess with those things.
Oh, I'm terrified of it.
Okay, but then you guys have no problem talking to a psychic.
No, I have no problem because the one that we brought on always makes sure they're of the light. And I believe people are psychically gifted. I mean, they have psychic abilities. They have insight. I think Porkchop does as well after talking with Natalie Tomlinson.
I mean,
it would be
Joe,
interesting to get her insight on
it's interesting
on
to
boards.
See what you guys think is okay, what's not, because to me it's the same thing.
I agree. I kind of agree with Joe.
What? Really?
Like, it's because you want to hear what the psychic says, so that's okay.
I don't participate in any of it. I don't want to open any sort of portal. I'm good here with this realm in this portal.
I feel like there's definitely different. There can be someone who is angelic of the angelic realm and say, okay, so that kind of is helping you along your path as a guide, as like a spirit guide, versus a dark spirit and all the junk and trash on the other side. I totally believe that. There's spirit guides, there's earth angels all over the place.
All right, let's see what everybody else thinks here, because I don't know. I think you guys should give this a try. 833-563-2539. Let's kick it off with Harley. Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Do you think it's a good idea?
I do not think it's a good idea. I've never had an encounter with it, but I was always raised, like, if I'm at a party or something and someone brings it out, to just leave, because that is a demonic thing. And I'm glad that the three of them are opposed to it. Even if it was just one, if someone was opposed to it, I thought you guys should respect that and not bring it on air. Just because, like, different beliefs and stuff, it's just not a good thing. Especially, like, listeners, if people don't like that could affect you guys too. So
why is that demonic, though? Can you tell me why, like, that's demonic?
Because, well, I don't really. My grandma and parents have always just told me that. So, I mean, it's kind of just what I was raised thinking. You're never supposed to, like, reach out and call for spirits, pretty much. And, like, the Ouija boards have always just been looked at as that, like, all the scary movies and stuff. Like, it's never been, like a good spirit. Like, if you want to talk to a good spirit, you would just, like, pray or something, you know? You wouldn't, like, oh, are there any spirits here in this room that want to reach out to us? Something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and my thing is, so like, remember back in the day, people like the rock band Kiss, like, oh, that's knights in Satan's service. Like, just because it's an old belief that a parent or grandparent has, does that mean it's a real? I'm asking here. I'm trying to see both sides here, because everybody seems to be dead set against this, and I think it's something we should consider.
I think there's a difference between rock and roll and trying to contact a spirit. I remember one time.
Like, if we did it, I wouldn't be like, Lucifer, are you here? Like, I would not want to do that.
But I think opening the portal, you just never know what's going to come through. You are not controlling what spirits are coming through to that.
Maybe our Wi-Fi would get fixed. Maybe we could channel that.
I say pass. We're not doing it.
Paige, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you for calling in. I really would like to consider bringing in a Ouija board next week, and everybody is dead set against it.
Well, I agree with them. I didn't believe in the Ouija boards, and I thought they were a joke. And then in high school, you know, my friends wanted to start messing around with them. So I started to play with the Ouija board. I did it a few times, and I definitely was proven wrong. And I would even make sure, like, people weren't moving it with their hands. And at one point, like, it was moving by itself. That was really scary. That was, like, the moment I was like, okay, nope. I'm done. And they even knew, like, these spirits knew things about me that the people around me didn't even know. Because it, like, spells things out for
what
you.
What is one thing, Paige, that it knew about you that nobody else knew? What did it spell out? Give me
example.
One example. Not all. Just one.
It brought up, like, an ex-boyfriend that I secretly, like, didn't tell everybody about. And it was just really weird. Like, nobody around me knew I had dated somebody or that somebody. So I guess that's one thing that it knew.
Yeah, it's no joke. I mean, you believe in spirits, right, Joe?
I think there's something there. I don't fully know, but I'm open to a lot.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to deny everything. Like I believe there's another, like, aliens out there somewhere. Maybe we'll never see them.
Do you believe
maybe
in angels?
I do. And, like, on the other side, like, I've had times where I swear my dad visited me, like, twice in my dreams since he passed on. But, like, I think it just depends. I've had times where I'm like, Dad, will you come to me in a dream? And, like, it's been a while. Like, I haven't heard from my dad in, like, years. But I feel like he came to me in a dream.
Yeah. So I'm just saying it's definitely out there. And I don't think you should welcome in, like, darkness. So that's why we don't want to do it. We won't do it.
Okay. So an overwhelming majority of people say do it. So do you want to do this Monday or on Tuesday?
No. You can do it by yourself. How about on Sunday?
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes. Yeah.
In
record
your house,
yourself.
Your...
And do it on Sunday by yourself.
On the Lord's Day?
Or whatever, Saturday. Okay. Whatever, it's your deal, so you do what you want.
All right, cool. All right, let's take this into a new place. Let's do, I got you, Porkchop. Porkchop's giving me like a little hand signal here. Hey, at this time, I'd like to do a little station identification. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We are less than 5 minutes away from you winning Maleficent Mistress of Evil movie passes. So make sure you hang out. Don't go anywhere. We will hook you up thanks to our friends at Fandango. Overwhelming response has been interesting. People saying, do not mess with a Ouija board. I've never messed with one before. Now, everybody on the show, Mackenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, you say no. Have any of you ever seen a Ouija board in person or messed with it?
No.
They had one, I think, when I was like in third grade at some sleepover, but I was eked out.
Okay, Liv, have you actually ever seen a Ouija board in person?
I've seen one in person. I was at a sleepover and they were doing it and I left. Like they were doing it in like this barn and I left and like went inside the house with some other girls because we didn't want to be a part of it.
It's weird that it's like a Hasbro thing. Like it's in the toy section. You can get
that. That's
them,
what I'm saying. Like
weird.
Would Hasbro really put something out like that evil?
Well, it's just that you don't want to welcome those spirits. You just don't want to, like we've been saying, open that up.
All right, Allison, you say you've got some interesting experiences. I'd love to hear what you got.
Yes. When I was in high school, which was many years ago, we were all playing one night, and it was around October, and we were all playing in the cemetery with one. And I'm always into, like, the whole spirit thing. Halloween's my favorite. But we had a friend whose mother had been killed. We always just knew she was dead. Didn't really know any of the details. Only one person, like her best friend, knew the details and stuff. So she gave us permission to ask about her mother. And her mother actually contacted us through the Ouija board and went into detail of how she died. The daughter actually flipped out, took off running, crying, because she really didn't think. She was kind of like everybody else, oh, it's a game, you know, it's not going to happen. And it kind of freaked us all out. And I'm almost 38 years old, and my dad still tells me to this day that I am not allowed to have a Ouija board. And I'm 38 years old, married with kids, and live on my own. And he still says if he ever finds one in my house, he will burn it.
Yeah. Now that is crazy, but let me ask you this. What is so bad about that, guys? That was her mom, and like, did you find out anything else or just how she died?
Exactly how she died, and it was a horrendous murder.
Aww. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Now listen, I don't necessarily want that to be communicated to me. Like, I'm not like, yay, murder details.
Right.
But I mean, to me, you guys, I think we're making it way more scary than it needs to be, right?
You know, I mean, it was so long ago. I still have mixed feelings. Like I said, I'm almost 38 years old, and I still want a Ouija board. But I do agree with Mackenzie and Liv and all them that it is a portal. The thing about it is I think it was meant to be a game to contact spirits. But because it is a portal, not all spirits that come through are good spirits.
Right. That's ding,
and that
ding,
is
100.
Why it's such a dangerous thing. Yes, it's a quote-unquote game, but because we don't control anything in the spirit world, there's no guarantee that it's a good spirit that's coming through. And like, that's why it's
Allison, like, what
thing.
If, like, Michael Jackson came through and was like, hee-hee-hee, hi! I'm just
You're
saying.
So random.
I'm just saying. It'd be kind of cool if we could talk to Prince or somebody. All right. Hey, thank you for all your calls. I guess we'll have to
You've been warned, Joe. So
we'll
if you're
going to
do this, it's going to be on your own on the weekend.
You want to talk with the devil? You go
you
ahead, man.
Wait a minute. This could be part of Dare Dice in the Box shame.
No.
Ooh, I love it. All right. Here, listen, we'll continue this later. We'll figure this out. Let's do something we all agree on, and that is hooking somebody up with Maleficent movie passes thanks to our friends at Fandango.
Yes, darling.
All right. 833-563-2539. You call now. Nothing evil. This is all good. You'll have a chance to win. That's 833-563-2539. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Maleficent movie passes. They could be yours right now on Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you don't win today, by the way, we have another set of tickets thanks to our friends at Fandango. You can go check out the movie here with Radio Now. All right, Pork Chop, kind of a new game. I don't think we've done before on the show, but it sounds really fun. Can you explain what's happening?
This game is called Guess the Year.
Okay.
So basically, we're just going to go through all the phone lines till whoever can guess the year first. We've got a bunch of facts. We're going to tell you the facts. You got to tell us the right year. First person to get it is a winner.
Ooh, all
right.
Cool.
Would you mind being the fact giver today?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Pork Chop, let's get somebody to play because otherwise, well, we don't get a winner. We'll go to line number 7 this morning. Hey, what's going on, Paige?
Ha-ha, awesome.
Yeah, Paige, I love your energy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I like it. She's like, ha-ha, my winning begins now. All right, listen up, Paige, because Pork Chop's going to explain how it goes.
Did you hear how I explained it?
I did.
All right, then let's play.
Let's do it.
All right. What year did this song come out?
She had humps like a cha-cha-cha. Thighs like what, all night long. Let me see that song.
Also, this same year, Razor Scooters debuted. Also this same year, this happened.
I woke up and I heard little Elyon screaming in English, help me, help me. And he was saying, que pasa, in Spanish. And it means what's happening, what's happening. He didn't know.
Okay, so to recap, that this year, all of these events happened. The Razor Scooter debuts. Cisco's Thong Song was on the radio, and Elian Gonzalez, comes over from Cuba.
What year was that, Paige?
Can I phone a friend?
Phone a friend? No.
What's your guess?
I'm going to go with 02.
Oh, man. So do we move on from her? Okay, Paige, we love you. We got to go. All right, let's go to line number 8 this morning and say hi to Vanessa. Vanessa, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey! Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Hey girl, hey!
All right, Vanessa, let's do it. What year did this happen? This song came out and it was number 1. Adele's Rolling in the Deep. We could have had it
both. Oh, 04.
Hold on, we're going to help you. We got some more things. Also, Oprah Winfrey.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
It's all good. Oprah Winfrey said goodbye to her talk show. And also in this same year, this happened.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
USA! 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 How do you not get excited every time you hear that? Okay.
All right, so Adele's Rolling in the Deep was number 1. Osama bin Laden was assassinated, and Oprah Winfrey says goodbye to her talk show. What year was that, Vanessa?
I'm going to go ahead and stick with 2004.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to line number 9 this morning and say hey to Sandra. Sandra, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
What up?
Nothing, going to work.
All right, cool.
Sandra, we've got a new one for you. This year, Shakira's Hips Don't Lie came out. Pluto was also downgraded from a planet to a dwarf planet.
Hold on a second. What the heck was that?
Don't crash.
Someone beeping.
And then also, the Nintendo DS Lite came out. What year is that?
I want to say it's like 2002.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
So sorry.
This game is tough when you can't Google right away.
No kidding. Let's go to line number 6. Hey, Amanda, you're on Joan McKenzie.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully you're ready. We're scrolling back to the top. So in this year, Cisco's Thong Song came out. What year was that?
1999.
Let me give you the other clues. Elian Gonzalez comes over from Cuba and Razor Scooter debuts.
I woke up and I heard little Elian screaming in English. Help me, help me. And he was saying, que pasa, in Spanish.
I'm going to say it was 1999.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Amanda. All right, let's go to line number 1. Lindsay, hi.
Oh, hello.
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 Well, hopefully you know the answer, Lindsay.
I probably won't, but I'll give it a shot.
So Cisco's thong song came out on radio.
She had dumps like a cha, cha, cha.
Alien Gonzalez comes over from Cuba.
I woke up and I heard little Elion screaming in English.
And Razor Scooter's debut.
2003.
That is incorrect.
This game was so fun yet so tough that I think we just have to give away a prize to a random caller.
Yeah, Liv the Web Girl, you told us you've played this game before. What happens if no one guesses anything ever?
We've never had anyone get all of them wrong.
Wow.
I think really the girl who said 1999 was actually correct.
She was not correct.
Why?
Because because the Alien came over in 2000, Razor debuted Scooters
in
2000.
The thong song was released in 1999.
It was produced in 1999, released in his studio album in 2000.
It says released in 99.
We suck again!
All right, well, to save us from embarrassing ourselves by arguing the facts on the air, we will do caller number 9 at 833-563-2539. Somebody deserves these Fandango movie passes to go see Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. And
yes, we just want to give this away.
I just want to clarify things. I do love love, and I am happily married. I don't know if my wife is, but I am. We've been married for 4 years, together for 7.
Aww.
And at the end of the day, as Porchup says, love is love. But how soon do you say love? 833-563-2539. Our hopeless romantic, no, not Mackenzie, Porchup over here. Said it really fast.
He may love more than I love love. And I love love.
And you love love.
I do.
And I love to give love.
Yes.
I bet. Okay, so you got a boyfriend. We're calling him Hostage Boy for now because we don't have an official name. But you guys have been together now for 13 days straight.
Yeah.
And who said I love you and how quickly did this happen?
I don't know. It might have been me. And it's funny because we talked about it and we both felt it even earlier than that, but we didn't want to say it because we thought it was too soon.
Was there a moment that you looked at Hostage Boy and you like thought before you said it, like you were like, I love him?
Yeah, definitely.
But was
there
something he was doing? Was he cooking? Were you guys cuddling? Do you remember
like,
the first
happening?
Moment you're like, man, I love him?
The first moment I thought it, it's going to sound so dumb.
When I DM'd him.
No. I think we were on the couch watching a movie. And, like, my cat, Tony, was on my lap, and he was, like, purring and, like, rubbing his head on me. So I pet him, and I looked at him. I was like, I love you, Tony. And then, like, the way I said it, like, I stopped, and then I looked at him, and I was like, you know what? The love I have for my cat, like, I love him, too. But I was like, it's too early. I can't say it. So I didn't.
Aww.
And then finally,
but
a couple...
But he was thinking it, too.
Yeah.
Hostage Boy. Not yes. The cat. And Tony. And Tony loves you, too.
So a couple of days later, we finally, you know, did say it to each other. And I told him, I was like, remember when I said I love you to my cat? I was like,
were you scared to say it first? And were you scared he might not say it back?
No, I wasn't scared he was going to say it back. I mean, he's the one that asked me first to date him.
Right, okay.
So, you know, I knew he was already invested super early. And so I was too. It's just I was trying to, you know, maybe follow society norms.
Were you just like, I love you?
Yeah.
We actually have audio of Porkchop's cat, Tony, like when he was there and heard everything that happened. It's like, what?
What about me?
What about me?
Yeah, I don't think it's too early to say I love you. Maybe within the first week it's too early.
But by week two.
Yeah,
come
by
on.
Week two, it's okay.
I'm telling you right now, 833-563-2539. You could feel something, but you can't say it too soon. I accidentally told my now wife, I was like, you know, Lindsay, I really, really love you. But I meant, I really, really like you. She ghosted me for 2 weeks. Like,
well, how soon into her?
Like a month, and it was accidental.
Ooh. Wait, so you accidentally said I love you, and then she ghosts?
She was like, this guy's creepy.
Well, so, maybe we're meant to be creepy together.
Well, definitely a lot of the stuff you guys do is creepy. I will agree, but let's see what everybody else thinks.
Did she say it back eventually to you? Or like, okay, so you hear
nothing.
Not
at that moment.
You hear nothing for 2 weeks and then what?
Eventually we started talking. I was like, hey, are things okay? And she kind of hinted that like, yeah, I think and I said it accidentally, and I told her it was an accident, and she's like, I think you're moving a little too fast.
Okay, so she was just a little like, slow your roll.
Yeah, she's like, this dude is going way too quick.
I accidentally say I love you all the time, like when I'm getting off the phone, like, okay, love you, bye. Like, I've literally told that to like, a food delivery
person. But see,
person.
That's different, though. That's embarrassing, but that's different than what Chops and Hostage Boy got.
You should have seen also this morning, actually, was the first time Mackenzie and Liv both found out that I said I love you to him, and their eyes, like, popped out of their head.
I just thought it was very interesting. I mean, I don't know why I was surprised, because they're already moving in with each other and they've known each other for 13 days, but I was just surprised. And here's the thing. I am a hopeless romantic, and me and my current boyfriend, we both said, like, I love you very early on. Definitely not as early as Chops, but we were dating for like, I think, a month or a month and a half when we said it.
All right, let's go to Caitlin this morning, 833-563-2539. Caitlin, you heard Pork Chop's story pretty quick. What about you and your guy?
Hi. Okay, yeah. So I think I said I love you about 2 months in, and he pretended he didn't hear me.
No! So he didn't just, until he just glided over it?
Yeah, he just kind of pretended he didn't hear me, but everything's okay because we've been dating and we're engaged and getting married in June.
Aww, congratulations.
If you need a DJ, I can do it.
Can you see your fiancé at the wedding? Like, do you take Caitlin? He's like, huh?
Did he come back around and then you guys said it again later?
Yeah. Then like a few months later, he said it back. But I mean, he just kind of pretended he didn't hear me, and then I asked him about it. It was so funny.
I had a friend who said I love you, and the guy just said thanks.
I appreciate
that's so
you.
So terrible.
Hey, thank you, Caitlin, for calling in. Look, we got some more people. I want to hear some other stories here. 833-563-2539. How soon is too soon to say I love you? It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The phone number, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop waited a long time, like 8 days or so, he says, to tell his boyfriend, Hostage Boy, that they love each other.
Yeah, so they went on their first date 2 weeks ago. Since then, they have moved in together, and they've said, I love you, which we just found out this morning, and it kind of blew our minds. So that's why we wanted to ask the question, what happened when you said I love you? How soon is too soon? Why do you think people are scared, Joe? Is it because you're out there, you're being vulnerable to say I love you?
It could be. Like I said, I accidentally told my wife that I loved her like on our third day. I was like, I really, really like you, but I said,
love
you.
Were you like drinking or it just came out?
I do drink a lot. I don't know.
You're just looking at her like, I love you.
I do love love. I don't know. Bailey, what about you? Let's not talk about me. Bailey, what's your situation?
Well, it's actually kind of funny. My husband and I, well, we're married now for 2 years. Mm-hmm. We started off just kind of a one-night stand, and it turned into like a when he came into town kind of thing. And you could tell when we were texting, it kind of we got closer. And like 2 months into that, he said, "I love you." And for about 2 weeks, I was just like, "Thanks."
Wait, you said thanks.
If my wife or my would have been girlfriend, like, oh, thank you, like, and never actually acknowledge it, I'd have a problem with that.
One of my sorority sisters, I was just saying, said I love you, and the guy, and she married somebody else, but literally said, oh, thanks, and she was like, oh, crushed.
That's insane. Hey, Bailey, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Chance this morning. Hey, Chance, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Say, this whole love thing, this is rookie stuff, man. My dad told my mom he wanted to marry her on the first date.
Really? They say a lot of times people know, they're like, that's the
Hold
one,
on,
that's
no.
the one I'm going to marry.
It's just like back
instantly
in like...
knew. They've been married for 36 years, and I came out of it in 3 sisters.
Wow. But was this back in like war times, though? Because back in the day, it's like, all right,
no,
honey,
no,
I'm going off to war.
54.
Okay, well, then I don't know what the happened then. I'm confused.
I do feel like you know you. I mean, don't you feel like when you know? I don't know.
I'm married and I still don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Let's go this morning to line number 7. What's going on there, Jamie?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, tell us your story about the love.
So my wife and I can't remember. We've been married 11 years now. But I think we said I love you around the 2 week period. The first date, I think I was there the next day up until, about a month later when I moved in. So I kind of never left.
See? Wow. And you guys think I'm weird. This is totally normal.
Is this
see?
Just like a thing that like gay people do? Is
no,
that
the
like
other
the
ones
quicker?
Were straight.
No, but she said 2 weeks. You said 2 weeks.
Yeah, the other guy and the lady
more.
Was on the first day.
It's more love. It's a good thing, I guess. All right, let's go to line number 6 this morning and say hey to Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
Just trying to understand this love that's in the air.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, let me just say that me and my fiancé have been together for years, and we've been engaged for 7 years, so...
Hold on, stop.
7-year engagement.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been engaged for 7 years, and it's not because of him that we haven't got married. I don't have cold feet. I just don't want to do it yet.
Yeah. Is it the details, like you don't want to plan the whole thing?
Sounds like you're dead.
Partly,
forget cold
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, partly that, but then I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I just don't know if I want to get married. But, I mean, it's really sad because we have 2 kids together and everything. So
when was the first time you said I love you?
He told me when we were dating for about 3 weeks, and I kind of froze, and the only response I gave him was, okay, me too.
Me
you
too? You couldn't even
too.
Say
I don't,
it back?
Does that count? Like, if
no.
you say ditto or me too?
I'm sorry. I love Lauren, and I'm not judging. Like, my parents were never married. Like, they were on and off for 20-something years, but I'm not judging, but I'm judging a 7-year engagement. My wife would kill me if I didn't marry her by then.
Here's the thing. Wouldn't you rather someone not say I love you back if they didn't mean it, rather than just say I love you just so they... moment's not awkward.
No, lie to me. Tell me you love me even if you don't.
Tell me you love me, baby.
Sarah, we love you. What happened with your situation?
So at the time I was working overnight, and we were just kind of, I was getting ready for bed, and I looked at him and I was just like, I think I love you. And this was probably 3 or 4 weeks into the relationship, and he just looked at me for a second and he was like, you should probably get some
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Did you punch him in the face?
No, I was like, oh, okay, cool, I guess.
Well, Sarah,
horrible.
We've only known you for 1 minute and we love you.
Well, thank you. I love you guys too. I listen to you every morning.
There we go. All right. So did things work out or no?
Yeah, we're still together. I mean, we've been together for 6 months now.
And
so,
you've
I mean,
said I love you since?
New. Yes, he's said it now.
All right, awesome. Okay. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for calling in to Joe McKenzie this morning.
You should probably get some sleep.
I'm tired, guys.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Hold up a minute. A drunk man, of course, you know it has to be drunk or something with our dummy, stole a Santa Claus costume from a church. This happened in California and was photographed wearing it in a jail cell while taking a nap. He was kind of passed out. Kind of sounds like a drunk Santa. The man was accused of burglarizing a store shed at the House of Worship in Bree. The police department wrote on Twitter, quote, "Dear Santa, I'm sorry I stole your red suit. I was drunk and made some poor choices. I know it's only October and it's hot. Too hot for the suit, but I was drunk. Poor choices. Sincerely, drunk Santa suit criminal." So this guy was just messed up. He drank too much and he broke into a church and's like, oh, I found their Santa suit.
And he stole Santa's suit. He's going to need that because Christmas, the holiday, is just around the corner.
Yeah, if I was Mrs. Claus, I'd get that thing dry clean, though. Sure, it doesn't smell too good after a hot night in prison.
No.
All right. That right there is your dummy of the day here on Joe McKenzie. Joe McKenzie on radio now. We're about to do some content that you might want to turn down the radio for if you got little kids, kind of adult themed here, and maybe things you don't want to talk about, or maybe you do, but just wanted to throw that little advisory out there to you. There's a singer, his name is Tank, and he was in an interview recently, and during the interviewer was arguing that lying, you know, just once automatically makes a man a liar. She said, similar to the way that a man giving a special kiss to another man once or twice makes him gay or bisexual. Tank said, no, that's not true. You can give a guy a special kiss once or maybe even try twice and still be straight. He said, you know, that doesn't mean you're gay. He said the art of being gay is being gay. And I thought that was interesting because I think we all have, like, interesting opinions on that here on the show, and I wanted to know what you listening think about this. If you agree that you can do that a couple of times and that doesn't define your sexuality, or no, if you do that once or twice, you kind of are. And I'm not talking about like in a homophobic way, like, oh, that's like somebody say like that's gay, like inappropriately. I'm talking like what you truly believe. Is he right or do you think he's wrong? 833-563-2539.
Joe, I want you to think of the first time you did something. I don't care what it is. How about the first time you drove a car? Or maybe the first time you played baseball?
Yeah.
What's something that you can remember the first time doing? Maybe going to, you like the Lions, the first time you went to the Lions stadium, right?
Yeah, okay.
So now, the first time you went there, like you didn't, or the first time you drove a car, you didn't know if you were gonna like it or not, right? You don't know until you try something. Is that true? Because it'd be ignorant to
say. Factually, I think you could be correct. You're like, well, I don't like broccoli. It's like, well, but how do you know you don't like broccoli till you physically have tried it?
Precisely.
I could say, in theory, I'm playing along here.
Right.
That could be true. Okay.
You might not like green things. You might not like vegetables. But if you haven't actually tried broccoli, you won't know until you've tried it if you like it or not.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
Now, there are some people, you know, that might be bi or bi curious. And then maybe once you try something like that, you realize you don't like it, then you're out. So I kind of am with this rapper, you know? He said if he tried something once, I don't think that makes him gay.
I will say that I do think there has to be appeal there. Like something, if you have no, you know, there has to be some kind of appeal to want to try something, though.
Okay, touche. Right.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What do you think?
I think, too, I'm with Porchup on this. Like, I don't think it makes someone gay or straight. I just don't believe that it is black and white like that. I think that, like, my personal belief is it's kind of like a spectrum. Like, I think some people can try things because they have a curiosity. They're curious. They're unsure exactly what they're attracted to. And so they kind of dabble in a lot of different pools to kind of try to find out like what it is they actually like and they are attracted to. And that's okay. And that doesn't need a label of just gay, straight.
Let's go to Luda. Hi, Luda. You're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think?
Hi, Joe. I think that sexuality is a scale and people have a right to experiment once or twice. What defines them, if they want to be defined, is what they do their whole life, not once or twice or experiment once in a while. So people have a right to be defined as straight, even if they experiment once in a while with the same sex.
Luda, I want to ask you and I want to ask the ladies here. I want to ask Mackenzie and Liv. I'm a married man to a woman, my wife, Lindsay. And I don't know how she would feel either, but how would you react if you were married to someone and you found out a couple of times in the past that they did something else with a man?
I would feel fine about it as long as they did not like me.
Luda, we're losing you. Dang it. Okay, Mackenzie, how would you feel about that? Let's say you get remarried and you're with a guy and somehow it comes up. He's like, yeah, well, a couple of times, hopefully I didn't hook up with Porkchop, but he's like, I've done some other stuff with guys. Would you be like, would you like think, oh, that's just, he's straight? Would you think he could be bisexual or gay? Like what?
I mean, I don't want to. I'm just being real talk.
Yeah.
Everyone is offended by everything, but like this is real talk.
These are just questions asked. There's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer. It would bother me. I would question him, I guess, if he's like, yeah, I love giving special kisses to dudes, that I would be like, so. Yeah.
It would linger in the back of their mind if it's possible there. Not that it's anything wrong.
Nothing's wrong with
it. I bring
it
up, but like some women that I know that I say that are good girlfriends and they're accepting of everybody, but they're like, I think if my guy did that multiple times more than once, they'd think, well, maybe he's just, you know, he's bisexual, he's curious.
But I want to know why that would bother you. There's got, like, why would that bother you?
I think it's an insecurity. No. Like, are they going to be with you? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, for me, and I think women are beautiful, but there is no appeal to me whatsoever to go downtown on a lady. Right. I just said there's right. No, even though I've never tried that, but I'm not into that.
But that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, that doesn't answer the question about a significant other. We know you, but what about a significant
other? I would not probably, and this is just me, mm-hmm. and I can choose to be with whoever I want. I wouldn't feel comfortable being with a man who used to be with dudes.
Right, that still doesn't answer. I want to know why.
Because I feel like then he might be pandering back and forth, and I want to make sure that he's into into a woman.
What if he panders back and forth with other women then?
No, I wouldn't. I'm just being real. I know this isn't PC and I'm going to get heat for it, but I think a lot of people feel the same way, that they wouldn't want to be, they wouldn't feel comfortable being with a dude who likes to be with other
dudes. Your preference. There's nothing wrong if you go in for that. Then
everyone's like,
nothing
be pan
wrong.
And be that's... open. I am open. I love everybody. I think love is love. Be with whoever you want to be with, whatever makes you happy. But me personally, same thing. I'm sure if like it goes both ways.
I just think too, like, there's a difference between someone being in an open relationship and possibly being with other people, or there's a difference between someone who's a cheater and is with another person. But I think, like, if a person is committed to a relationship, they're committed to one person. Doesn't matter what their sexuality, doesn't matter who they were with in the past. They're committed to one person, and they're not going to cheat on that person.
So, Liv, your family or you wouldn't feel weird if Jewel Daddy was like, found like male pornography or something. You wouldn't feel weird about that.
I mean, I would not.
Or like, you would be open with your family and tell them, like, yeah, he used to, like,
I mean, I would
guys.
Never,
he
I would never
that.
Tell my family about the
but
type
why?
Of porn, my any of my significant others. It does not, it's not like I'm going to my family. I'm like, oh, yeah, you'll never believe it, Mom. I found crazy porn from Pamela Anderson on Jewel Daddy's
laptop. But I'm just asking,
laptop.
Would you have a hard time going to your family and saying Jewel Daddy had, like, 12 ex-boyfriends?
I mean, that's
your
a
family.
Lot of ex-boyfriends, but I would not feel weird. I cannot speak for my family's beliefs, but like I would just not discriminate someone just because they were with the guy.
It's not being discriminating.
No,
I'm
just saying for
the
my
comfort
dating,
level.
I
like,
know, and obviously, like I would be comfortable with that.
I want to flip it real quick and ask you a question, Porkchop. Uh-huh. Similar. Let's say that down the road, you and I almost said prison boy. What's his name?
Hostage boy.
Sorry, I get them all mixed up. With the guy you're with now, let's say that you found out though that he really liked to do stuff with women back in the day. You know, whatever. It's the opposite of what Mackenzie's saying. Like
right.
that. Like you know, there. Would you have a problem with that?
I would be okay with it because remember, I'm bi. So the way I just see people as people, and love is love. And I knew Mackenzie, you were going to give that answer. Like the reason I kept asking is because that's the answer I knew you were going to give. Because I've had conversations with straight women before. Because me being bi, let's say I did meet a girl that I liked. And let's say I was like, hey, like I'm bi, I've been with a guy.
Yeah.
Some girls, I get that answer a lot. Girls would be like, ooh, not interested. And then I ask why. They're like, because he might be interested in men and not me. And then my response is always like, oh, what if he's not interested in you anymore and then he's interested in other ladies? Then they always give me the look like, oh, never thought about that. So that's why I asked.
I think a lot of women have that response, though, that Mackenzie brought up, though.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of people feel that
way. You're right. They do.
And that's why I love that we can talk about this, and it's so interesting.
Yeah. No, I'm
not. And again, I am so, I want everyone to be, I love everyone. I am not saying anything is right or wrong.
Oh, of course.
I'm just saying for me personally, I'm just being real.
Yeah. No, and I knew that. And that's fine. I'm not mad at you or anything. I just knew that. And that's, I'm just trying to open people's minds to, you know, because there's not many bi people in the world. And that's just, I see just people as people.
I think there's a lot of people that are bi that are afraid to say they're bi.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe. I think a lot of people are like, no, I don't care. It wouldn't matter. But when you really break it down to like a family scenario or scenarios that would happen in your life, it makes them really think differently.
Oh, the judgment, of course.
Yeah. Because there's no way everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's cool, whatever. I wouldn't care. But then I'm saying in a real life scenario, when you're like, okay, well, you have to present this to, like, how would this really go down? You wouldn't just be nonchalant. Like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? I'm not going to get any backlash. That's not true.
At least we got Porkchop. We know he doesn't care about anything. He's like, whatever. I'm going to do what I want.
No, I think it's amazing. Chops is one of a kind. We love him.
All right, cool. Well, hey, that's one way to end a conversation, ladies and gentlemen. Bam, ba, bam, ba, bam. Joe and Mackenzie, Liv and Porkchop are here too. And we got intern Chloe. That's it for the show, guys. That'll do it for a Thursday edition of Joe Mackenzie. Hey, reminder, tomorrow at 8:10, we got another chance for you to win Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, Fandango movie passes. So that and a lot of other cool stuff will be happening. We hope you can come back and join us. And, of course, check everything else out that you might have missed on the show at joemackenzie.com or radionowindy.com. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to go for a fun meeting. And then I just have a lot of stuff to do today. My little girl, Lucy, has a darling little gardening club that she's into. So after she's done with that, I'm going to pick her up and we are going to go to Zubu.
Dope. All
right. It's running through Sunday if you're interested, and a lot of parents want to get there before it ends.
What about you, poor chap? What do you got going on tonight?
I'm kind of excited to eat my leftover dinner from last night. My man cooked like fried chicken, like homemade, and mashed potatoes and corn and macaroni and cheese. So there's that. And then also, Joe, I think you and me tonight, we have an event, right?
Yeah, we're going to be the MCs. We're judging the costume contest tonight at the Indianapolis Zoo.
Also out at the zoo. We'll all be out there at some
I know,
point.
Just different times tonight. Yeah. I believe it's called Zoola.
Zoolala, yeah, 2019.
Zoolala. So there's going to be a lot of cool beer out there. 21 plus event. You can still get your tickets, by the way, if you go onto their website. But it'll be fun. Hopefully, if you're out there, say hi.
Yeah, that's from 7:30 to 10, but I think you and me are actually judging from 8:15 to 9:15.
Correct. Then I have to go to bed. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I have a ton of laundry, and I have to work at Cycle Bar tonight, and then I'm also taking the class, and I'm really excited because it is hip-hop versus trap. Like trap music. Ooh. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a really, really fun class.
All right. Well, hey, we cannot do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and, well, even intern Chloe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.